Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Warriors keep this NBA Finals going with a one-point victory in Game 5 to head back to Oracle in Game 6. Jerry's going to have the details on that. Of course, Subway Series rained out last night after they collected your parking and your food and all that stuff and then sent you home, which is the exact opposite of what I thought they were going to do, as I was praising the Yankees for the most part, doing the right thing with these rainouts, and then all of a sudden you had one of these situations on your hands. Good morning, Jerry. What do you got for us over there?
By the way, just say to talk about this whole Yankee thing and the postponement and all that stuff, there are a lot of things that go into this, okay? And, you know, I know for a fact, that, and I do believe this in my heart to be very, very true, that the Yankees did try to call it earlier. They wanted to call it earlier.
And Major League Baseball screwed up.
Would not allow them to do that.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
I'm not. But I also, thanks, Governor Christie. I also know that because of the off day on Wednesday,
yep,
that the Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association like to protect those home off days. And the reason they do that, I believe, is because, you know, players know when those off days are. Players schedule things for those off days. It could be something to do with their kids. Could be something to do with a dentist. Could be something to do with anything, an appearance or whatever. So they don't like to, you know, move a game to a day where it's scheduled off and the guys are at home.
Isn't there some sort of high school championship?
I think there's the PSAL high school championship game, too.
So they also have that conflict as well. So yeah. There are a lot of things that go into this. The thing I know that everybody's ticked off about, and I would be too, is if I had to park my car for $40 across the street.
Or more.
And I was also reminded the Yankees do not own that parking garage. That's not money that goes into the Yankees' pockets, by the way.
No, of course.
Yankee biatched.
No, it still goes out of the fans' pockets.
I know that. It goes out of the fans' pockets. And you should be ticked. But you should be ticked. Let's face it. Major League Baseball. I mean, like, we all knew yesterday what the weather looked like. We were talking about it.
I mean, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I said I'd be shocked if they played. I can't figure out why it takes you that long.
You were 12 hours ahead of everybody.
No, I think I was with this one. Yes, I will take credit for this one. I'm a big radar guy. I'm a big Doppler fan. I got a couple of different radars. I got the high def radar. When you're a boater, Boomer, you need to be paying attention to the weather. I've got a wind predict app. I'm all over that stuff.
By the way, you do know that the Great South Bay, in some places, like 2 feet deep.
Oh, yeah. I know all about it, man.
All right.
Just got to follow the buoys. You got to have experience, you know?
Today would not be a good day to be out on the water.
Well, rain's going to push through. It will be a little bit windy, though, later. So
right.
That's probably be blowing at about
12
knots.
Big softball game against the Hebrew home tonight, Al. You ready to roll?
I am ready to roll.
All right. When we have batting practice and everything, don't stand so close to, you know, the home plate. And I'm not talking about when you're hitting it. I'm going to talk about when you're in the field. Because the last time something like this happened where we hadn't played for a while, and we had our first batting practice, that's where you hurt your shin.
It was third base.
It was third base. We were using the green hard balls, and that was actually in Brooklyn.
Are you going to be wearing your shin pads
tonight? Oh, yeah.
Okay. You wear shin pads now.
Yes, I know. I've seen them.
They're combo shin pad, knee pad, depending on where, what I'm doing.
Smart.
Shin pad, knee pad.
Yeah. Nice.
We're brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts and visit Carrier.com.
Try to stay off your knees, Al.
/dealer.
Leave me alone.
Oy, oy, oy. We'll get back to the baseball in a second, but a lot of layers to this basketball game last night. First, the actual game itself. Warriors were down 6 with about 3 minutes to go, and they came firing back.
Minute 5 left. Curry behind the back. Dribbles baseline. B.T. Godala. Touch pass. Draymond to Klay Thompson. Pump fake. Fly by. 3-ball. Got it! 56.6 to go. Warriors back up by 3. Toronto calls time.
Made it 106-103 at the time. Now, the Raptors would get to within 106-105. You'd get the illegal screen from DeMarcus Cousins, would give the ball back to them with not much time on the clock, but time for one last chance. And here's how that went as heard. That was Tim Roy, by the way, on Warriors Radio. Here's Paul Jones with the final seconds on Raptors Radio.
This is it. Championship on the line for Toronto. 10 seconds to go. They give it to Leonard. Straight away against Thompson. They clear it out. He drives right. Double comes. Gets it to Van Vliet. Into the corner. Lowry's jumper blocked. And Golden State wins it.
Was it blocked or did he just miss?
No, it was tipped.
Blocked. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, Draymond Green got a finger on it. Yes.
There's one angle that they show. It didn't look like anything. It just looked like he missed badly. But either way, it didn't go in. And they lose 106-105. And I saw this stat, I think, on ESPN. They were 65-0 this year when they had a 6-point lead with 3 minutes to go in a game.
Wow. Yeah, as long as the coach is not calling timeout to take them out of their rhythm.
That's Nick Nurse.
Yeah, well, we had two free ones that you lose under the three-minute mark.
Who cares?
And we just came across and just decided to give those guys a rest.
Well, he did. He gave the Warriors a rest. Exactly. They went out of 9-0-1.
And he stopped the flow of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you just had to watch the game, and you're sitting there. If you're watching the game throughout the night, and all of a sudden the last 5 minutes of the game starts – and that's really when it all matters.
Yeah, you're right.
Kawhi Leonard takes the game over.
Right. 10 straight at one point.
Better than everybody.
Oh, my God. He was unbelievable.
How about the one rebound he had? And then, he was doing everything.
He was everything. Time out.
Yep.
What are you doing?
You guys are playing too well. We got to make sure this game is a little bit closer. Yeah. And it's exactly what the Warriors needed.
Steph Curry had 31, Thompson 26. That's all the good for Golden State. They stay alive. They're down 3-2. Here's the badge.
Durant off the screen. Gets Ibaka as his defender. Durant goes to work. Ball knocked away. Durant's hurt. He's hurt. He's hobbling off on the break. Ibaka goes up and got fouled by Livingston.
He's holding his right leg.
Yep.
And it looks like in the same place. I don't want to speculate.
People are cheering an injury.
Yeah, it was a weird, weird scene in Toronto, and they believe it's a torn Achilles. Hard to argue with what we're seeing on TV and what we saw. In terms of the fans cheering the injury, Kyle Lowry.
I don't think the fans knew the significance of the injury. They kind of just seen it went down. And, in this league, we're all brothers. At the end of the day, we're all brothers, and it's a small brotherhood. And, you never want to see a competitor like him go down.
Lowry was one of the guys that was kind of waving the crowd down. Like,
the Raptors players did a hell of a job of doing that. And then, to the credit of the Raptors fans, when he was walking off the court, they were, chanting his initials, KD, KD. So.
Here was Curry's a long clue, it was 18 seconds, but here's Curry on that whole scenario.
I've lived here, really enjoyed the people and their passion and excitement for not only the game, but just when you come in, just enjoy, life and the nice people. Very confused around that reaction.
Yeah, very strange. In terms of winning, but losing Durant, here was Steve Kerr.
It's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now.
Here was Klay Thompson, the impact of. Now, he went on this thing about how people out there believe that maybe they're better without Durant. He says, nonsense. The impact of not having him is pretty obvious.
With him, we are really one of the greatest teams to ever play. Without him, we're a really good team, but you throw Kevin Durant out there, like I said before, one of the greatest ever.
Now, Bob Myers, this is their GM. He was talking about the injury afterwards.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow.
And in terms of responsibility for all this?
I don't believe there's anybody to blame. But I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
Now, I hate to be a cynic like Greg on this one. So I saw this at 1:30 in the morning. Uh-huh. For some
of course, we all did.
And I didn't buy it.
Right.
I'm buying it. Wow. I didn't.
An actor.
Now, it's interesting. I saw Michael Wilbon on ESPN, standing there on the court, and he was like, you know what? It was really emotional, and off to the side, you could see he was really broken up about it. But I do agree, watching the press conference and not seeing any of that other stuff, it looked phony.
Yeah, and usually guys who cry, they actually cry. Like, there's tears and stuff, and they have to stop. I mean,
the head crier is Mark Messier in professional sports. Right, and when that guy cries, he cries. I mean, there's no question. Like, that's a man. That is like, and they always talk about, hey, you're a grown man.
Sure.
Like, Mark Messier is like a grown man.
Yeah, and he cries.
And like, when he cries, everybody cries. Even Sean Avery can cry.
Sure.
Everybody cries with Mark. And Mark knows how to do it. He knows how to do it publicly. And it just affects all of us when he does it.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that this didn't look like that last night.
Fraud! Fraud!
I don't know about that, Jerry. I don't know if he's that much.
Like, if someone,
I know there was emotion there.
Right. Well, I'm sure there was. But if someone tells you, act like you're crying and you're broken up, that's how you would sound. Like, if you have to blame somebody.
You blame me if you have to. I know how this world works.
Like, he's just, he's trying. Yeah. He's acting.
Hey, Shawnee in Connecticut, what's happening? Shawnee.
Hey, guys, yes, Gio, my man, Boomer. You guys, this is a gift in Nick's universe. You guys, Gio, you're driving me crazy. I'm driving to work. The speech on, oh, the skies are collapsing. Finally now, finally. All is taken away from us. We have to do it the right way. We are forced to rebuild with our number one picks, with our GM, with our new coach, and to just slug it out. No shortcuts, no free agents to save the day. Let's just do this the right way, 1 year at a time, and build a sustaining winning culture for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So I don't think the sky's falling, man. You're looking at it.
Yeah,
the
wrong way. Of course, because the Knicks always get the draft picks, right? Right?
Yeah,
I mean, geez, I tell you.
You're making everybody miserable today.
No, because we all know that all these draft picks are going to work out, right?
You know what you are?
Like, why would you want a healthy, best player in the NBA on your team? Join your team out of nowhere for no reason. Why would you want that?
No. You know what? You're like the Knicks version. Like, you're the Knicks fans version of the Warriors GM, Bob Myers. Like, that's what it sounded like. You know, I know you're really affected by this. I mean, the only thing that was missing was the tears.
Yeah. I mean, I'm close, quite honest. I mean, I have tried to be positive throughout this whole thing. I've tried. I went to a crystal shop, for Christ's sakes. I sat here, did everything. I broke out my old Allen Houston jersey and my old Knicks winter jacket. I did all that crap.
Well, Allen, I did all
that
too, you know.
And then on top of that, after the draft lottery didn't go the Knicks way and they didn't get Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick, I said, it's all about free agency. It's all about one guy. It's all about Durant. Now it's about July 1st and Durant. He just went down in a heap. Now it's over.
What
it's
about the NBA's
simple.
Best player, Kawhi Leonard?
It's
what
that
about him?
Simple. He's not coming to the Knicks.
Why not?
Because he's just not. He's gonna win a championship with the Raptors. He's going to stay there. There's going to be a statue of him like 30 seconds after the buzzer goes off in Game 7 when they win the championship, and he's staying there.
That statue should have been commissioned last night. But
yeah,
Nick
you're
Nurse
right.
You know,
you're
got
right.
in the way of that.
And if he doesn't stay there, he's going to California. He's not going to the Knicks. Like, well, Durant, there was a reason why Durant wanted to go to the Knicks with his weird, like, legacy thing and his agent's a New York Knicks fan. All this, it was just all lining up. Kawhi Leonard's not coming to the Knicks.
Well, perhaps you would think R.J. Barrett will. He had a workout with the Knicks yesterday, and that's exactly what his desires are.
This is the place I want to be, so, you know, I hope they draft me.
Good. I like him. I do. I do like him. I hope they keep him and hopefully turns into a superstar. There's nothing negative I could say about him. I'm glad he wants to be a Knick.
He does. Tony Parker.
You don't sound like it.
I don't know. It's not that hard to understand. Like, every dream that I had of this offseason just was flushed down the toilet last night. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, it's just another bad year of either bad decisions in free agency or more rebuilding. It's just, basketball doesn't exist in New York. It just doesn't. I saw St. John's, you know, go to the tournament. You know, have a disappointing year. Now they're in another 6-year rebuild. I had a dream of the Knicks turning into a superstar team in one offseason, and that went down the toilet. I don't have basketball doesn't exist. Basketball doesn't exist in my life. It just doesn't. I got to root for other teams. I have to get into other teams to enjoy basketball. It's sick. Like I adopted the friggin' Denver Nuggets because of Nikola Jokic, because I like the way he passes.
The Nuggets.
I gotta find other things to like basketball, because basketball in this city sucks.
You like
and
the
don't
Nuggets?
Give me the Nets, because they're just totally irrelevant. So don't even give me that garbage. I
hamster
hate them.
Wheel of turds.
It's just terrible. It's terrible.
The hamster
I mean,
wheel
I swear, turd. Like I remember that the LJ 4-point play game. We were both there, and it was the greatest moment ever. I went back and watched that.
Well,
video.
Well, not the greatest moment ever, but
well,
it was a good moment.
It was
a good moment.
It was a great moment. Whatever. All right, we're doing Parsons.
Willis Reed moment was the greatest moment.
Sure,
ever.
I wasn't
just
alive.
So sorry about that.
I wasn't alive. So this was incredible for me, right? So, and then I went. The anniversary of that just passed.
I cried when Willis Reed came out of the locker room.
So the anniversary of that just passed. I watched that video. It looked like it was from 1945. It was so long ago.
It's kind of like the movie Chernobyl, the series Chernobyl on HBO. You feel the same way.
It's a grainy video.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so long ago. They don't have any moments since then. None. Zilch.
Oh, we have
zip.
A few moments after that.
Oh, what? Carmelo?
No. Patrick Ewing.
What are you talking about? That was the same year. The LJ 4-point play.
You're talking about the LJ 4-point play. I was talking about the Willis Reed deal.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I was in the middle of the 4-point play thing.
Oh, I thought, but you did. Well, okay, never mind.
It's just
I know you're all over
joke.
The place with
no,
the
no, no,
right
no.
Now.
I'm very consistent with what I'm saying. You're very negative. Yeah, well, how am I supposed to be positive today? Explain to me. Explain to me how I'm supposed to be positive. Capo Caco, man. You got the number
two overall pick. That's why.
Explain to me how I'm going to be positive.
That's why I'm positive. I'm thinking of Capo Caco.
Right, exactly. Well, for those of us that care about the Knicks more than anything else, well, today it sucks. And there's no two ways around it. I'm sorry. There's no sugarcoating it. After the draft lottery, I could sugarcoat it. Fine. I could. Because free agency was still there. Now free agency has blown up in our faces. It's gone. So, enjoy it. Another 6-7 years of suck-titude. And this team being a friggin' joke to everybody in the league.
The hamster wheel of turds of suck-titude.
It's the worst. It's the worst. It's hell. It's sports hell. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why? Why do we? It makes no sense. And then, like, with the Mets and the Knicks and St. John's and the Vikings, it's just losers.
What's wrong with the Vikings? They're going to have one of them. Yeah, they're going to have a good team.
Yeah, well, Kirk Cousins, you know, like, driving to win the game, will throw a pick or a sack fumble, and I'll see some guy, like, running down the field. Yeah, look at that, the Philadelphia Eagles going back to the Super Bowl.
Kyle Rudolph is staying in Minnesota.
Oh, that's great, man. Good for him. $36 million. That's awesome. All right.
I mean, did you see the how about this little ray of sunshine? Did you see the off-duty fireman taking on the biker yesterday and almost run the biker over on the street? That would be interesting if that guy and Sean Avery ran into each other.
Yeah, there is some Sean Avery news out there. We have to get to at some point.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry, Jerry. Do you have more stuff?
Mets and Yankees will play two today, 12:25, and then later tonight at 7
o'clock.
Well,
there you go, Al. You get to watch a game today at 12 o'clock.
Well, 1:05. But coverage, 12:25 here on The Fan. Vargas will pitch tonight, this afternoon.
But he won't be able to enjoy because he'll be thinking about the drive upstate.
And of course, off the nap as well.
By the way, we don't refer to Irvington as upstate.
Oh, it's upstate.
Al does.
That's not upstate.
It's close.
Because you live downstate doesn't mean that that's upstate.
I was calculating the miles that Gio will do today.
Yes.
And I brought up a website that would tell me other places he could have gone in those miles. So, for example, the amount of miles you'll do today, you could have driven to Washington, D.C.
And then some.
You could have driven to Boston.
Boston.
Baltimore.
Why not?
Philadelphia.
And back. Go check out the Lincoln Memorial.
Now, the thing about it is you love Irvington, though. You're a big Irvington guy.
It's a lovely town, but it's just far away.
64, 64, 73, 73.
Yeah, you could have been in Boston.
I'll give him the best destination that we discuss.
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, Ontario. Oh, you could get to Ontario, Canada.
What part of Ontario?
Probably the lowest part, but still.
I hate your guts.
All right.
Oh, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.